Greetings in Christ's name this morning. Welcome to each one of you here. If we could look back over our lives and see a tape recording of our lives, I think we would all be very amazed, much more amazed, at the many times that God did a work in our life that we weren't aware of, or the times that he might have especially reached down for us to do something in our lives. And I don't know if we'll ever understand everything that God has done for us, but at some point in time, I think we will understand enough that we will be very greatly amazed forever and ever. We stand in awe of God now, but I think comparatively, at some point in time, we will be very much more amazed. God is absolutely trustworthy. I'd like to just make a few comments this morning about the trustworthiness of God. One thing we all have in common here this morning, we're all aging. We're exactly 7 days older than we were last Sunday morning. Every one of us, we're on the same boat. From the very day that we're born, we begin to age. And if we look around us, we look out, we see the universe, everything we see is in some stage of aging. Scientists believe that the universe is, I don't know, billions of years old. We here this morning believe that the universe is 6,000 years old. But one thing we agree on, and that is that the earth is aging. The universe is aging. So when it began is not that important this morning to this morning's subject. It is the fact that it is growing older and aging. One of the first things that we notice as we age is memory loss. And I guess while we're on that subject, I might as well confess that last Sunday we should have went to George Compton's for Sunday school, and I forgot all about it. And so this morning somebody will be going. But I have a few comments here about traits of aging, and these are things I notice in myself, not in other people. And as we think about this thing of aging, memory loss, we could think of it positively or negatively. Here's a comment that's pretty positive. The advantage of a poor memory is that one enjoys several times the same good things for the first time. So that's a very positive aspect of it. And it is, you know, that is, it, our attitude has a lot to do with this thing of aging. Because each person is unique, aging occurs at different rates and orders for different people. But one thing in common, everyone ages. As we age, our bones and joints are marked by thinning and shrinking. The average person at the age of 80 has shrunk 2 inches from what he used to be. So as we grow older, we shrink. Our skin tends to become drier, more lined and wrinkled. The hair usually becomes thinner and grayer or white. You don't have to be old to have a white beard either. That can happen when you're fairly young yet. Diminished eyesight. We find that we have to go to the eye doctor and test our eyes and get bifocals, and in some cases trifocals, as our eyesight just diminishes with the end of time. Harder hearing. Here's an interesting statistic. Of the 26.7 million people over age 50 with a hearing impairment, only 1 in 7 uses a hearing aid. Denial, oh yes, we're good at that. And that reminded me of a circumstance that happened many years ago. I was working for Gideon's dad, Alvin, at that time. And we were working for an old farmer, an elderly farmer. He had a big farm and lots of buildings. And we were working on one of these buildings. And he was talking about doing some additional work, and he couldn't make up his mind, did he want to do it or not? And so Alvin said, I was just an observer, said, well, you might as well, you can't take it with you. And that old farmer just looked over at him, and with very great intensity, he said, I ain't a-going. It just struck me, you know, how forceful he was. Now, he knew he was going to die at some point in time, probably soon. But instead of preparing himself for it, he chose to be in denial. And I think that is more prevalent in today's world than we might think. People are in denial. The Bible says in Revelations 21, some things that won't be there in heaven, there's no sorrow, no crying, no tears, no pain, no dying, no night. And I don't think it specifically mentions this, but there won't be any aging there either. This morning we are privileged to trust a God who does not age. He always was, always will be, always the same, changes not. And when we get there to be with him, we won't age either. Interesting side note is, what age will we be when we get there? But that's not something I'm prepared to explore this morning. Psalms 37:25 says, I have been young, and now I am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging bread. God is faithful, he is trustworthy. Right along with Scripture, the Word of God is trustworthy. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I don't know if we're prepared to say that or not, but Job said it, and we believe it. A few scriptures. Psalms 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Psalms 2, verse 12. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Proverbs 16, verse 20. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Psalms 5, verse 11. But let all those who put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Psalms 34, verse 22. None of them that trust in him shall be condemned. Psalms 37, verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalms 56, verse 3. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Psalms 29, verse 25. Whosoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe. Proverbs 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. And Isaiah 26, verse 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord is everlasting strength. And there are many more. Those are just a few. Now I have a story here for the boys and girls. And that just kind of illustrates that God is at work in our lives, even during the terrible times. He is taking the situation in hand and working it out for our own benefit. This was written March the 6th, 2013. It was written by Charles Allen. I'm not sure if it's a true story or not, but it could be. A Norwegian fisherman with his two sons went on their daily fishing run. As usual, the mother went down to the wharf to see her family off and to wish them a safe return and a good catch. By mid-afternoon, the waves were rolling higher than usual. A sharp, brisk wind whipped the spits of salty spray into the faces of the rugged man and his teenage boys. The wind increased, the waves grew like humped marine giants of a prehistoric day. The waves caused the little boat to toss and pitch as the three rowed desperately to get back to shore. The fierce storm put out the light in the lighthouse on the shore, leaving the fishermen dependent upon dark, groping guesswork. Meanwhile, in the kitchen of their rustic cottage, a fire broke out. Before the wife and mother could put out the fire, it destroyed their every earthly possession except the clothes on their backs. Finally, the father and sons were able to row the boat safely to shore, waiting on the beach to tell them tragic news of the fire was the wife and mother. Carl, she tearfully said, fire destroyed our house and all our possessions. We have nothing now, but Carl seemed strangely unmoved by the disconcerting news. Did you not hear me, Carl? Our house is gone. Yes, I heard you, he replied, but a few hours ago we were lost at sea. Riding high waves and death seemed mighty close. Our only guide to the shoreline, the light in the lighthouse on the cliff, went out. For an hour I thought death would be our lot. Then something happened. A dim yellow glow appeared in the distance. Then it grew bigger and bigger. We turned our boat and rowed with all our might to get in the path of that light. When we did, we followed it safely to shore. You see, Ingrid, he explained, that little yellow glow was the first sight of our house burning. At the peak of the blaze, we could see the shoreline as bright as day. The same heat that destroyed our house created a light which saved our lives. Just repeat one line for us. At the peak of the blaze, we could see the shoreline as bright as the day. God is trustworthy. In the worst times of our life, God is at work, and he is trustworthy. Let's kneel in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your trustworthiness. We thank you for being who you are and where you are and for the things you do that we don't do, that we stand completely unaware of, Lord. We know that you love us, that you have our best. You have our needs at heart, of our heart, in your heart, and that you want the best for us. Lord, we pray your blessing on us today as we gather to worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.